to be helped. We thank the Lord once again just for this day. We thank the Lord for the scripture reading, the chapter on today, for everything that God does for us while we're here. If we can turn to Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start in verse 1. I'm just going to read a little bit. Just let the word help us on today. We thank the Lord for this day. It is true. No other place I would rather be on this day, at this time. Our heart and mind is to assemble ourselves together as we see it instructed, it's in harmony, it's according to God's word. So we just thank the Lord just for the mind that we have and the heart that we have toward the Lord. Another day that he's made, so makes a good choice, a decision on today to want to be saved. You have that right to call upon the Lord for the Holy Ghost, but you got to repent. And if you do turn from your sin and call upon him, he will answer you. He will respond to you. So we just want the word, once again, just to help us. I mean, we have to believe during times like this. The devil is our adversary. I know he's lying. And so we thank the Lord just for the strength and for the power that we have to resist, to fight back. It's true. He didn't want, just thinking of us here, he didn't want any one of us to be here today. Because of the help, the strength that we can receive in God and from God. Once again, we thank the Lord for everything that he allows us to do and to participate in when we assemble ourselves amongst these four walls, amongst ourselves. Once again, the opportunity to pray, to call upon him if there's anything that we need, if there's anything that we want to ask the Lord about in regards to our children, each other, families, co-workers, rulers, them that are in authority. We have that right to do that. Just even just as we sing songs of praise, it's just not praise to each other, but all the praise is unto him. You know, and the devil is just so he's so deceitful, and you know, you think of the opportunity that he gives us. You know, even if you aren't saved, it's just, I mean, he's still deceitful. And just you can see people. Comfort their own homes and think no one is looking, you know, they'll see and they'll do this and do that. But when they come to the house, it seems like I can't open my mouth, I can't clap my hands, I can't stand up. All the things that God has done for us. And just as we go through this life, it's just we understand how special the Lord is to us because he saved us. And so when we realize that there was a God that would save us from our sins, there was a God that would give us everlasting life, we were excited, we were happy that there was a God, and there is a God that was willing to save me. And after that salvation took place, and after he forgave us of our sins, and he continued to bless us, and help us, and keep us in our right mind, we have the power just to fight. The more and more we thank him more and more, just for everything, just that he has done for us. So we do. We thank God. We're looking forward just to hearing his word. And not just hearing his word, but just applying this word to our lives, just believing. The word is going to help us. It's going to change something about me today. And that's what we are looking for the word to do unto us.
So Colossians chapter 3, just a couple verses.
We're going to just read, let the word sink down in our ears and keep on moving. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, Paul says, he said, seek those things which are above. I believe we read this in our recent scripture reading. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, it says, seek those things which are above. So as saints, we're seeking those things that are above. It says, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So we have to seek those things which are above. But our affection should also be set on things above. And it says, not on things on the earth. The reason why we're here today is because our affection has been set. That's it. I'm not here to see you. But in my company, I'm glad that I see you. But it's our affection has been set. We're seeking those things which are above. Those are the things that matter to us. Everlasting life. Our mansion, our spot. Our place in glory. That's where our mind is. That's where our heart is. I'm here today because I want to make it. I'm praying because I want to make it. Singing songs of praise is because my affection is set on things above, not things on the earth. Now, if our affection was set on things on the earth, there's a good chance that we wouldn't be here today. Because my mind isn't toward things that are above. But for us as saints, we are seeking the things which are above. And our affections are set also on the things which are above and not on things on the earth. Verse 3 says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Let's go back. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. So we're seeking those things which are above. Our affection is set on things that are above. And when our affection is set on things that are above, you're going to see that in our life. When this life is over, when we take our last breath, things we want to make it. We want to go upwards. We want to see the Lord in peace. That's why everything that we do on the earth matters. Yes, he saved us. He's forgiven us. We have everlasting life. But there's things that we have to do. There's actions that we have to do. And it's not because Owen says it, it's not because Stephen said it, but it's because of the Lord. We have to do those things that are pleasing to him. So once again, we're here today not so much just to see you. Our affection. Our affection is set. That's where my mind is. That's where my heart is. I want to make it. Can't get set on things
on the earth. That's, if somebody asked me, would you rather be at home right now? No. Because my affection is set. I'm trying to make it. I want to be everything that God wants me to be. And this isn't, this isn't New Covenant's way. But it's the Lord's way. So once again, we have to seek those things which are above. And our affection has to be set on things which are above. So 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I'm just going to read for a little bit. And once again, just pray that we hear. And the devil don't want us to hear. He doesn't want us to understand. Just want to hear just what the word says. So 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1, it says, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, David says, but for the Lord God. David also says, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glycerine stones and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. David also says, he says, moreover, because I have set, he says, my affection to the house of my God. So we have to set our affection on things which are above. We have to do that as saints. We're in this world. We're not of this world. We don't love this world. But we are in it. But our affection can't be set on things on this earth. Because I guarantee that if our affection is set on things on this earth, it's going to interfere with our dedication, our devotion, with our loyalty to God. So that's why God, he's always first. My affection is not on my family. It's not on my job. It's not on any event, anything, any item, any person on this earth. But it's all about him. And once again, when we look at ourselves and how faithful we are to God, it's because our affection is set. That's why when we assemble, when the word goes forth, I want to hear. I'm listening because my affection is set. That's why on bended knee, I call upon God. Because my affection is set. Yes, we're praying for each other. But I'm also praying for myself. Keep me. Help me. So when we look at David, especially in verse 3, he says, moreover, he says, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. And David makes it real personal. And God, he should be personal to us. We're not singing about this anymore, but this is my God. I'm praying to my God. I'm hearing the word of my God, and my God means everything to me. Once again, affection is set, seeking those things which are above. So when our God is talking, I'm listening. When our God's word is going forth, I want it. When people are praising my God, I want to praise him because he's my God. And David, once again, he makes God very personal. He says, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good. And proper good just means his own wealth. So once again, he says, because I have set my affection, he said, to the house, my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God. David didn't mind giving to the house of his God, but his affection was also set to the house of his God. He had affection toward the house, David did, of his God. And because of that, David didn't mind of his own proper good, of gold and silver, he says, which I have given to the house of my God. He says, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Verse 4, he says, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artists. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, they offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 8,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite. So people gave to the house, to the service. But just looking at David, his affection was set to the house of his God. David cared about the house of his God. He cared, so he gave. And I still believe that when you care about the house of God, when your affection has been set, you don't mind giving. Because my affection is set. And it wasn't just David, others also began to offer. And they did it willingly. It says, once again in verse 8, it says, and they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel, it says, the Gershonite. It says, then the people rejoice for that they offered willingly. It says, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. So he was happy, cheerful, with great joy. Verse 10 says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. So David, just, and we see it, he says, for all that is in heaven, he says, and in the earth, it's yours, it belongs to you. He says, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Listen to what he says in verse 12. He says, both riches and honor come of thee. So this is what David believed about God. It all belongs to you. It's all yours. He says, both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Then David says, he says, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sword? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. So David understood that all things come from God. And then he says, and of thy own have we given thee. So the things they offered, the things they gave, David knew it's yours. Everything belongs to you. So all the gold and all the silver, all these things that we can willingly give. Because he says, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. When we think about our own situation and just finances, we're of the same mindset. God, it comes from you. You bless us. You help us. But David, he also seen that all things come from you, Lord. And of thine own we give. So we've given to you things that's already yours. He says, for we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store wealth that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name cometh of thy hand, and is all thine own. So yes, the Lord blesses us. But it all comes from him. And what we give is his already. That's how David, that's where David's mind was. So he wasn't so enamored with his own self. He knew that it was all God. God, you did it. You blessed us. It all belongs to you. And what we're given is already yours. Verse 16, once again, O Lord our God, all the store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name cometh of thine hand. And it's all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, David said this. He says, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. It says, and give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build a palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord and the king. It says, and they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow. It says, after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. When we look at the scriptures, and we know that David loved the Lord, but David made it very clear his affection was set to the house of my God. And say, we have to, he's my God, I love him. He's done so much for us. But it's still our responsibility, as I say, we have to set our affection on things above. That's what we're seeking. So wherever we are, in our homes, grocery store, at our jobs, in the assembly. It's all about things that are above. And just like David, when your affection is set just to the house, David, he paid because of his affection. And I was reading, you know, I also been reading in Exodus, and you see this in the Old Testament, how when God wanted his people to bring offering, he wanted people to do it willingly. And then you see with the scripture or the type of offerings God wanted went out. When people found those items in their house, whether it was blue, they grabbed it and they gave it because of their affection toward God. We love the Lord. Our affection, it has to be set, and why wouldn't it be set? Things that are above, our desire is to make it. Our desire is to stay safe. Yes. Saints, we still want to stay safe. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to the lake. So if people ask, why are you still running the way you are? Look, I want to make it. And I don't want to lose. That's why I'm going to obey. That's why I have to hear God's word. That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm going to give him praise. He belongs to me. He's my God. Saints, let us keep our affection set. Once again, the devil, he's deceitful. He's deceitful. You know, my son, Demir, he played basketball for his school this year. And he did pretty well. And he had sent me this little a text of this like an all-star game or showcase that was
scheduled for Sunday, don't know what time it is. So I was reading it, and I was on my job, and I was talking to one of my fellow supervisors. And he said, when I, you know, I told him it was on Sunday, he said, so is he going? I said, not if it's during service time. And he kind of looked at me. And he said, but it's just one day. I don't care. I said, we train them up in the way that they should go. He said, but it's just one day. Look, our affection is sex. Our affection is sex. But the devil, he's deceitful. Because he tries to bring all these things. You believe God. And at the end, we want our testimony to be that we please the Lord. And we know pleasing Him is doing everything. It's not putting things, especially things, of this earth over Him. No. But the devil, he's deceitful. And he just tries. But we just believe. We just believe God. Our affection is set. It's true. There's no other place that I would rather be on a Sunday from 1:30 until whatever time that we need. There's no other place that I want to be. And the reason, it's not just because of life. It's not just because of my brother, sister, Christ. It's because He's my God. And I know what my God is calling for. I know what my God wants. And because I know that, I want to please Him. Because my affection is toward Him. What pleases Him makes me happy. What satisfies Him makes me feel good. I guarantee, if we realize, when we have a real affection toward God, if we realize that we weren't pleasing Him, I wouldn't feel good about that. If it was discovered that we weren't pleasing our God, my God, I'm not going to feel good about that. Because through the scriptures, we know what happens in the end. When it pertains to people who don't please God, I would be miserable. I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't have joy. I wouldn't have peace. But because we know what pleases Him, and that I have the ability through God to do those things that pleases Him, there's peace. There's joy. We should be happy when we're pleasing the Lord. Have you ever had a child that wanted to do something so bad, and then they couldn't do it, and then they got upset? They wanted it so bad, but when they couldn't, they got upset. Their affection was on something. Their feelings was on something. Our feelings, our affection, our mind, our purpose, our focus is on God. But once again, guaranteed, if our affection begins to drop from things above and starts being set on things on this earth, you're going to start seeing some changes. Because I'm not focused on God. You're going to start seeing some changes. Because now I got my feelings about stuff and things that don't even matter versus having my affection set on God and those things are above. Excluding these scriptures, even in the Old Testament, once again, David, I set my affection. And because of that, of my own property, of gold and silver, which I had given. David didn't mind giving. Because he cared about the house. And still even now, when you care about the house, when you really care about the house, you see in the Old Testament, God wanted us. And they gave love. But what I love to see is when they found in the house and they knew this is what God wanted. And because they knew what their God wanted, they gave. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. Those prayer requests that we threw out today, let's stay on. Because it's not just something that we just say. This assembly, we have so much. So much to pray for. And it's not just something that we just say. It's true. Yes, so much. So many things that we can go to God for. That we should go to God for. And that we will go to God for. He's a merciful God. He's a kind God. And even on today, he still wants to say, change your affection. Because really, in the end, is it going to be worth it? In the end, is it really going to be worth it? And that's why the gospel is so powerful. Because when you understand that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. When people understand that he doesn't want me to perish, and that's why he loved me so much. When people can realize that look, I'm going to die one day, and if I don't get it right, I'm going to hell. If people can just understand that and believe that, how quickly people's affections will start changing. From sin to a God. Because I realize that I only get one shot to please God in this way. I get one chance. And while I have breath, that's my chance. That's my opportunity. And once again, when you think of eternity where there is no end, there is no stop, there is no intermission, there is no break. When you can picture yourself in the lake of fire, throughout all eternity, how quickly, when you understand and you believe that, and I want to escape that, your vegetable will start to change.
God, I believe it. But there will be some that despite what God did, despite what the world says, they're going to slam it down. Just keep them in that little, in that snare, in that trap. But the truth is, if you want to get out, just believe God. I don't want to be trapped. I don't want to be in a snare by the devil. Because his goal is to keep me there as long as he can. But the thing about God and his word, he allows us to see the faithful. Even as saying, the devil, he's still trying. He wants to trap us. He wants to put us in a snare. But thank the Lord for the word. And just for God. That allows us to be able to see him. Because he still walks about as one of us. Seeking. Who can I destroy? That's mine. Yeah. So as we go on, saints, the other mind, we don't want him to destroy us. And that's why I'm patient. It has to say, I want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be perfect and complete. I want to be painless. I want to be everything that he's called for. Yeah. We do as saints. And we do because of the word. Because of the word that we've heard. Does anybody want to be saved on today? Anybody want to hold you? Anybody want to get out of the trap that the devil has you in? I tell this little story a couple weeks ago. You know, the kids, they go to a Christian school. And a couple weeks ago, they had a little prayer service. And it's something, the things that music can do. It can get people real emotional. It can make you feel real sad. The thing is, when it comes to really being saved, it's not about music. It's about the word that God has spoken to me and the belief that I have in him. Because if you can stop playing, your desire to be saved still got to be there. When the people around you start going home, your desire to be saved still has to be there. But if you only get that urge when people are around and music's playing, that's not the one I want. But when it's in your heart, and when you really want it, why not? It stays with you until you get what it is that you desire from God. And after you get it, that desire to be with him, to please him. That desire for him to stay in you and abide in you. It stays there all the way throughout. That's what I want to say. Does anybody want to say yes to God? Does anybody want to have the Spirit of you when he looks at me? I don't want him to see light. I don't want him to see murder. I don't want him to see hater. I want him to see a child of God.
Yeah.
Forgive him.
We serve an almighty God. He's our God. He's my God. That's why we praise. That's why we pray. That's why we're here today. Because of my God. When we leave, going home doing his will. Because of my God. My affection is set. And yes, we can attach it to the power of the devil tries to take our affection. No. We got to keep it. Oh God, we have to keep those things above. That's where our heart is. That's where our mind is. We love him and we thank him for everything that he does for us, just for his word, just once again remembering just each other, just as we pray. Once again, so much to pray for. Praying just that God always keep us. Keep our minds, keep our hearts, keep us light. Even in those prayers, we do understand we're praying for each other, especially when it comes to keeping light, that we have to fight. We have to resist. And if we do, that does. You'll see. We thank you and we love you. Thanks for your presence. Amen.